Welcome back to the Extreme Arena in Coralville, Zarinega Stall. It's the IGHSAU State Wrestling Championships, and we have moved on to consolation semifinals as we have completed our semifinals in consolation round number five. So we are now in the consolation semifinals, and also seventh place matches will be going on as well. So basically what will happen is the losers from consolation round five are in the seventh place match, and they will be awarded their medals for seventh place here in this round. And the winners from the other one and the losers from the semifinals meet up in consolation semifinals. The winners of the consolation semifinals go to the third place match. The losers of the consolation semifinals go to the fifth place match. Just a couple of KCHA area kids that are remaining in the championship. It is Gable Heeman of Osage. She will wrestle for a state championship tonight at 110 pounds. We do want to update you on Leah Stewart. We left you on a little bit of a cliffhanger as she was about to come out to the mat when we left our last report. Leah Stewart fell in the state semifinals, the number six seed to Jenna Turwey, in 3:55 in a fall. So Stewart will wrestle in this round, as she will wrestle here in consolation round number six, the semifinals, for a chance to go to third place, or otherwise she will lose and go to the fifth place match later this evening. We also had a consolation round number five matchup. Southwind's Kaden Meyer, she fell in 1:12, so Meyer is in a seventh place match, so Kaden Meyer will wrestle for seventh place here this morning, or I guess now we're into the afternoon, at 125 pounds. Take a look at the team scores before we let you go here on this report, as Decora is starting to really race away. 125 points for Decora. They are leading the way in the team race, 125. The next closest is Lewis Central with 83. So it looks like at this point, getting pretty close to being Decora's state championship to lose there at in this team race. And so that would be back-to-back years with an Eastern Iowa school, with Waverly Shellrock winning the state championship a year ago. Waverly Shellrock currently sits in third place. They need a big final round here, which they can still catch up, but they would need a big final round in order to do so. All right, we will be back in an hour to update you here on KCHA. For Koloff Media Sports, I'm Zarinega Stoll.